And the question is that, did some of the leaders of our movement, when they fell away, was it because they were affected by external demonic forces? Yeah. In general, once we go into the realm of proposing certain non-verifiable causes for certain actions, it goes into the realm of speculation. We do, as a matter of philosophy, accept that there are demoniac forces, that there are ghosts, there's a whole paranormal world that is out there. But whether specific actions are to be ascribed to that. So once, one devotee was becoming very lusty. And he wrote to Prabhupada. Just, "Prabhupada, I'm feeling very lusty. I think I'm haunted by a ghost." And Prabhupada replied, "There's no ghost, you're just weak. Chant Hare Krishna." So Prabhupada, he accepted, he talks about ghosts as really existing. But as devotees, we don't have to jump to ghostly explanations. So it could be that sometimes when we are fighting, when we are practicing bhakti and inspiring others to practice bhakti, so it could be that the forces of the illusion, they may attack some people in a sustained way. And sometimes they may use some demoniac forces also for that. But it's speculative. And ultimately, even if it's demoniac forces, what are we going to do? Does that mean that now we are going to do some special rituals to try to get rid of the demoniac forces? Ultimately, bhakti is the strongest way, even if there's a demoniac force, bhakti is the strongest way to get over the demoniac force also. In general, the human mind looks for some easy explanation. There is a tendency which is called as scapegoating. Scapegoating means, okay, why is this problem there? No, because of this, because of this, because of that. So in general, there are no bad solutions. There are no easy explanations. Yes, every person who has had difficulty in their spiritual life, if we look at their background, there's certain situations, certain agitations, they made some mistakes, there's some providence by which they were put in certain situations. So it's all a combination of various things. If we can learn something from it, that is good. But we move on in our bhakti. By ascribing such things to paranormal forces such as demoniac spirits or whatever, the tendency is that either we cede responsibility, saying that, okay, what can I do? I'm haunted by a ghost. Or it could be that we hand over power to those who are clinging like this. You're saying I'm haunted by a ghost? That means, you please guide me how to get rid of this ghost. And that way, basically, either we are giving up our responsibility to act properly, or we are handing our responsibility over to them. You take care of me. Ultimately, it is Krishna who is going to take care of us. And we have to practice Krishna Bhakti diligently. So, in some cases, it may be that such a thing has happened. And there are, on a specific case basis, one may have to evaluate that. Some people just get haunted by ghosts. And there is, basically, it is a possibility. Or sometimes some demoniac spirits may, whatever, come in. But that is not the explanation that we jump to by default. If we look at our first generation, never before in the history of the world has there been such a big gap between the founder of a religious movement and the first generation. Gap in terms of age, in terms of maturity, in terms of spiritual advancement, in terms of scriptural knowledge. So in terms of, if we look at the history of religious movements, the Krishna conscious movement was actually a recipe for failure. Because normally most movements, after the founder depart, they collapse. And especially if a movement has such a big gap between the founder and the successors, then it is set up for collapse. the fact that the Krishna consciousness movement has survived, and not only survived but has expanded in many ways, that indicates that there is not just people's anarthas that are acting, there is also Krishna who is acting through them. And there are at least some people who are channeling Krishna. And through them Krishna is acting and transforming people's hearts. So we don't deny that anarthas are present. We don't deny that people with anarthas are present. We don't deny that if people don't deal with their anarthas properly, disasters can happen. But we don't need paranormal explanations when normal explanations can explain. So it's like, you know, if calls a doctor, my stomach is upset. Morning the doctor, patient calls, and doctor first question will ask, what did you eat last night, isn't it? The doctor, if we start ascribing something into the distant explanations, we will just lose all sense of practical responsibility. If a thief robs a citizen and the citizen goes to the king, so I've been robbed, and the king says, oh, you are robbed by your past karma. Well, okay, I may be robbed by past karma, but what is your present dharma? Your present dharma as a king is to protect me. So what you can say is that if the citizen had taken all precaution to prevent getting robbed, the king had proper administrative systems, and still the citizen was robbed, the king tries to recover the wealth, but still the thief eludes, then we can say, by your past karma, you are meant to be robbed. Mm-hmm. But when there is an immediate explanation, then there is no need to go towards some remote explanation. So, if there is some water falling over here, and I slip and fall, why did I fall? Because there is water. Now, you could say that, okay, why did somebody else not fall upon the water? Why did I only slip and fall on the water? That is because I have some past karma, because I slipped. But I also need to wipe away the water. I need to make sure that I don't spill water like that over there again. Isn't it? Yeah. So in general, normal explanations is what we take for. So even with respect to karma, where we accept that there are previous life causes, but if there is an explanation based on this life, we don't go to the previous life. Mm-hmm. We focus on this life explanation. When this life explanation is not enough, then we go to a previous life explanation. So, sometimes the previous life and this life may work together in combination also. It's not necessarily this or this. But the point is, we don't have to discount this life's explanation and go to some previous life explanations. So, in the case of some Vaishnavas having some problems, I think there are abundant this life explanations which are available. So, that's why we don't have to jump to such paranormal speculation. Okay? Thank you very much.